Task 4, Exercise for Practice 10, Questions 16 to 20. You will hear some information about Belfast. For questions 16 to 20, choose the correct answer A, B, or C. You will hear the information twice. You now have 30 seconds to look at questions 16 to 20. You will now hear the speaker.
Belfast is the capital of Northern Ireland. It has a population of 267,000. This number refers only to the Belfast city area. Since the 1950s, the city has expanded and the population of the Belfast metropolitan urban area is 483,000. Only Dublin, with about 1 million people, is bigger. From the end of the 1960s until the end of the 1990s, Belfast was a city with a lot of guns and bomb attacks. These years, known as the Troubles, are over now, but the scars are still there. We shall start our trip with a black taxi tour. We will all ride in taxis through the city centre and visit some of the sites. The cost used to be £30, but they have decided to lower it, so you will have to pay £13. Rumours says that next year the tour will be as cheap as £10 per person. The Golden Mile is a definite must for any tourist. However, it is important to go there by day, because at night, strange things happen all the time. Just ask your taxi driver to tell you his horror stories about things they see during the weekend. At Great Victoria Street, we'll visit the Crown Bar, the most beautiful pub in Northern Ireland. Even if you don't drink, it's worth a visit. It has glass windows, and this is the only thing that connects it to modern times. Other than that, it looks just like any building from the Victorian period. Across the bridge from the Lagan Weir is the Odyssey Centre. This complex has a cinema, the Odyssey Arena, where ice hockey is played, a bowling alley, and a range of restaurants and bars.
Now listen again.
Belfast is the capital of Northern Ireland. It has a population of 267,000. This number refers only to the Belfast city area. Since the 1950s, the city has expanded and the population of the Belfast metropolitan urban area is 483,000. Only Dublin, with about 1 million people, is bigger. From the end of the 1960s until the end of the 1990s, Belfast was a city with a lot of guns and bomb attacks. These years, known as the Troubles, are over now, but the scars are still there. We shall start our trip with a black taxi tour. We will all ride in taxis through the city centre and visit some of the sites. The cost used to be £30, but they have decided to lower it, so you will have to pay £13. Rumours says that next year the tour will be as cheap as £10 per person. The Golden Mile is a definite must for any tourist. However, it is important to go there by day, because at night, strange things happen all the time. Just ask your taxi driver to tell you his horror stories about things they see during the weekend. At Great Victoria Street, we'll visit the Crown Bar, the most beautiful pub in Northern Ireland. Even if you don't drink, it's worth a visit. It has glass windows, and this is the only thing that connects it to modern times. Other than that, it looks just like any building from the Victorian period. Across the bridge from the Lagan Weir is the Odyssey Centre. This complex has a cinema, the Odyssey Arena, where ice hockey is played, a bowling alley, and a range of restaurants and bars.